Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, well, good morning to you on this Tuesday morning. Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, and Robert Plant. Talking about love, talking about the Eagles, who should likely take care of business on Sunday. Love the matchup for the Birds. I really do. I don't think it's quite, as Elliot framed it, as easy as the Giants 2 years ago. But I get the comp. I don't think the Rams are a great team.
You think they're I think they're much better than the Giants.
That's what I was saying.
I thought you were saying that they were similar. Like
no,
okay.
I think Elliot was sort of framing it that way. They're better than that.
Yeah, they are.
But I don't think anybody would call the Rams a great team. They would call them a good team.
They've got a better coach and a better quarterback. Yeah. So, I don't think they're comparable.
Right. No, I'm with that. But I will say, brutal spot for them. They play on a Monday night in Arizona. They got to fly to Los Angeles. I mean, I would imagine they could be affected the next 3 or 4 days.
And not just that, they already might have been. They already might be dealing with displacement, family displacement, all these other things going on. There's a lot going on for those guys.
I mean, I don't know where their practice facility is. John, do you? Is it near the fires? Do you have any idea?
I'm sure. All of Los Angeles, it's changing by the hour with the wind shifting and everything else.
Yeah, and the winds are supposed to get bad again, apparently.
I know. 75 miles per hour. I mean, this is not...
What if they come to town early?
It's not going
to
get better anytime soon with that happening. Yeah. There is no rhyme or reason to, hey, the practice facility is over here. I've heard all sorts of horror stories, people moving their stuff, moving their cars, just trying to get their valuables away from the fire, and then... Minutes later, it's shifted now their car's in the flames.
It's brutal.
Yeah.
I was very worried about my brother this past weekend. And they're not totally out of the woods, but it's improved from his standpoint. But Friday night was scary. I mean, it's going in various directions. And it really is one of the great tragedies in our
American
lives
history.
In America.
It's American history.
I think it
could end up being the worst in terms of like money, like the worst natural disaster in American history. Like it's up there.
Yeah. What is number one? Is it Katrina?
I'm pretty sure it's Katrina. I'm not 100% sure, but I know it's got it. Like it's pacing to be like one of them for sure.
I mean, we're very lucky. It's not going to be the type of loss of life like September 11th was. Not even close. But in terms of the effects on homes and businesses and communities.
And everyday lives for everyone.
Schools, where do the kids go to school?
I was thinking about that this morning. Yeah. Like, are the kids even, they can't be in school.
They have to evacuate hospital. Like, I heard a story about how the UCLA hospital, if it gets 2 miles away, they had to evacuate. And it was like 4 miles away. Like, it could get 2 miles away. They have to evacuate the whole hospital.
Right.
Like,
I don't get it.
It's really bad.
You know, the prep burned down in 66. And so for about 2 years, the prep just trying to Jimmy rigged their way through, and I think it was like in the parking lot. But here's the deal. There was parking lot. It wasn't like out there, there's no community.
It's burned off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
That's gone too.
I mean, it's like you have to go 15 minutes, 20 minutes away, 30 minutes away, all these schools. I don't know.
It's all said and done. Do they have any estimation on how much longer until it's you know,
no.
gone.
Well, to James's point, the one, the fires are still raging. Two, the winds are still...
The wind...
It's crazy.
And how do you stop wind?
And dude, how about the one thing where the plane came down, they brought the plane from Canada, those specialized planes to drop, you know, the stuff to fight it.
The fire retardant.
And, yeah, and some freaking moron has a drone up there and it puts a hole in the plane and that plane was disabled for some time. And there's only like a couple of them.
Jeez. Mm.
So anyway.
That's definitely.
Can you believe that?
No. I mean, yes, and, I can believe it, but I wish I could.
And by the way, if we do find out that it is individual setting
someone,
fires.
Oh, man.
Like jail forever. Yeah. This isn't like a little, like jail forever.
And Joe, this hits you.
I don't care if it's a 16-year-old. I don't care if it's a 12-year-old. You ain't seeing daylight ever again.
And your brother is out there in this.
Yeah, it's been
your
scary.
Your brother's family is dealing with this directly.
Yeah, like it's a lot better than it was 3 or 4 days ago, but it's been scary.
Totally.
Yeah, it's been scary. Just a nightmare. It really has. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Rick right now in Easton. Rick, good morning, pal.
Good morning. So, you know, yeah, we have to look at things. You know, the Pittsburgh Steelers have the 12th ranked defense in the league. The Rams are 26th overall and 20th against the pass. What I can say is, let's do what we did when we played Pittsburgh. Slants.
Yeah, different quarterback, right? When that
AJ. No,
I'm sorry. That was Hurts. My fault.
But he showed, yeah. But Hurts showed he could do it because if you look at that game, after AJ was missing in action against Carolina. He had 8 catches for 11 targets for 110 yards and a touchdown, and so did Devontae. He was 11 for 12 for 109 yards and a touchdown. Get the ball to those two players.
So to a large
Rick,
extent,
why yeah. when we just played them on November 24th and Saquon ran for 255 yards?
For the same reason that you both said that they're going to put an extra man in the box. I'm not saying abandon the run, for goodness sake, but there's got to be a happy medium, and I think this offense has the talent to pull that off.
Yeah, me too. I do think we'll beat them over the top and take them out of what they want to do, which is, you know, stop the run with extra defenders. You just can't be right against the amount of talent that the Eagles put out there.
And with this defense getting better every week, even though we lost N'Kobe. You know, I've talked about the Georgia Bulldog defense the entire year. Yeah. That's a big loss. I still think with the talent they have, this offense really may not have to score more than 21 points to win these games out.
Oh, that's certainly possible. Yeah. And Rick, one thing this defense is doing way better than early in the year, because they've been great the whole year, but what's taken them to greater heights is they're creating turnovers now.
And we really, really learned that getting shut down corners really helps that pass rush, doesn't
there's
it?
There's no question. Rick,
and Nolan Smith, boy, what a steal that draft was. Carter and Nolan Smith in the same round. Did we ever get two impact players in the same defense in the history of the draft with this team?
Well,
Quinion and
Cooper.
Yeah, well, that's right there, isn't it? And they're all four impact players.
And then there's Clyde and Seth. That's another, but they weren't first rounders.
You have a lot of callers. I'm going to be humorous. It's not going to win.
Sure.
But here's what didn't last long. The Green Bay Packers' time of possession after the opening kickoff Sunday.
Yeah, what was it, 6 seconds or something? That's a good answer. 6 seconds might be about as short as anything we got here. So that's a good answer. All right. By the way, I want to get to this audio of Josh Harris. So big press conference yesterday. All the big Mahoffs are there. You know, all the suits and all the city people and all the people. And so Josh
the
Harris.
Big what? Mahoffs?
The Mahoffs.
Is that a thing?
You never heard that term?
I mean, no. I've heard it, but I just don't think people really use that.
Yeah, the big
Mahoffs.
Big wigs you hear.
I grew up with big wigs. Alex Minhoff.
I don't know Alex Minhoff.
Mahoff.
Yeah, I don't know where it comes from, but Mahoffs is like the guys that have all the money and the power.
The big wigs.
The big wigs, yeah. Mm,
I didn't know the Mahoffs.
So you got a Josh, you got the mayor, you got the city council, you got the...
Were you chummy with Mahoffs?
Brian Roberts. John, I don't know Mahoffs.
Yeah, I mean...
Now I will as president.
Maybe. No. No, you won't.
John.
That's...
I'm going to tell Putin. Hey, Putin, why don't you drop by my office?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he'll be long dead. He'll be long. And if he's not, I'll take care of him. All right, so what about that, Seltzer? Seltzer, would you vote for me if I promised
that might,
to
be a good,
remove,
it's a good campaign
I
platform.
I shall remove Putin. That's my campaign.
Wow.
All right.
That feels like such an empty threat right now.
You know what's
now,
really scary about Putin?
Joe will remove Putin.
Now, let me give you, all jokes aside, let me give you something scary about Putin. He grew up in the Soviet Union. Like, his vision is recreating some of that. It ain't good, man. That's why it's a big land and territory. And anyway. All right, let's listen to Josh Harris.
Cold War,
anyway.
Man.
Josh Harris, we don't like him.
How did we get from Josh Harris to
But we like Josh
Joe
Harris more than
yearns
Putin.
Yearns for the Cold War.
Dude, do you remember what Putin did with
Kraft? He yearns for the Cold
John,
War.
John, do you remember what Putin did with Kraft? Robert Kraft, do you know the story?
Was that the ring?
The ring.
Yeah.
He asked for it?
He asked, like, let me see the ring.
And he didn't give it back.
And he didn't give it back. One of Robert Kraft's Super Bowl rings. He just kept the ring.
I mean, is that bullying Robert? Did he bully Robert Kraft? I think he did.
It's unbelievable. Now, there's a theory there might have been a translation issue.
Oh, of course.
Like maybe,
There's no translation
issue. But you bullied Robert Kraft and just walked off with the Super Bowl.
Acting
ring.
Like Vladimir Putin doesn't speak English. Like,
right.
What are we talking
right.
about here?
I don't know. All right, let's get to let's get to Josh Harris. He's not as bad as Putin, but he's not our favorite. He gave an explanation of the Sixers' pivot, and here's what he said.
We didn't really change our mind. Actually, we were really committed to Market East, but obviously when we also had our North Star was doing the right thing by Philly, and when deals don't come together exactly when you want them, and when Comcast and when Brian, Adam Silver said, look, guys, you're fighting. Let's try to come together. We felt we could build a better arena. We could also revitalize Market East. And we felt that it was 1 + 1 = 3 situation. And so we pivoted. We pivoted on behalf. It's a little more complicated for all of us. Comcast was willing generously, even though they had put in a lot of money into the existing arena to make it great, to move up their time frame, and all of us made compromises to do the right thing by Philly. And one thing I can tell you, just I'll stop there and let others say, but one thing I can tell you about President Johnson and Mayor Parker is they're tough. Like, they're going to represent your interests well. So for sure, we're all, you can depend on them to do the right thing by the city and to, garner, everything that we have to support the city. So it wasn't planned, but it happened. First meeting was in early December, and we got, we got the mayor involved as soon as we could.
So, look, I'm glad with the outcome, but the way he presented
like a
that.
Crock, it's the way a crock. He's laying that it's all out. Our it's North Star was doing the right thing by Philly.
There's just no
your
way.
North Star is filling your pockets.
Correct.
Despite what the right thing is for Philly. You have no mind
I agree,
on
Jeff.
What the right thing is for our city. What a joke, man.
I agree.
You bought the freaking Commanders. How's that doing the right thing by our city?
I'm with you.
Our North Star, let's reframe this. Let's re-quote that. Our North Star was trying to make as much money as humanly possible, as much ungodly, excessive money as humanly possible. That is our or my Josh Harris North Star, and I'm not going to try to BS you. Oh, wait, no, I am going to try to BS you. The North Star is trying to do what's best for you.
He should have just come in and said, do you know how hard it is to live on $4 billion? I mean, come on. You guys don't get it.
Yeah, it's wild. Let me ask you a question. The commissioner's involvement, Silver, Goodell, what was the motivation there?
The Goodell thing surprised me.
You're like, I don't get it.
I'm just wondering if Goodell sees what, and this is just totally my assumption, sees they've got all four of the teams are down there.
Yep.
What they've done in Atlanta, they kept bringing up that battery.
I know.
That it makes it kind of a destination place for everything, and that maybe they want to replicate that in other NFL cities.
My guess why Goodell is involved is if the Eagles wanted the Sixers there, they got Goodell involved, is my guess.
If the Eagles, now why would the Eagles want the Sixers
there? Well, the Eagles might want it to be a whole thing,
complex.
With the complex. Yeah. That's best for everybody, theoretically, down there. Because the Eagles and the Phillies aren't moving. Like, they're staying there. Whether they build a new stadium or whatever, they're not leaving that area. So if they're going to be there, it makes more sense for them to have more infrastructure, more commercial stuff, more, because they're all going to own a piece of that. Like, all those owners, they're going to own a part of that complex.
And the Commanders, Joe, you've got Josh Harris is, an NFL owner, and you have to know that whatever's in this whole package that they put together negotiating, some of it has to do with that arena down in D.C. Telling
Meaning
you
what?
That, you know, that the Comcast may be involved in that. Just saying.
An arena in D.C.
Yeah. Well, they're building a new one down there.
Basketball and
no,
hockey?
No, football. They're going to build a new
stadium.
Sorry, stadium. I meant stadium.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
There's naming rights. There's all kinds of stuff.
So are the six, I saw the naming rights are going to be what the Flyers or Comcast, whatever it is, gets control of that. Are the Sixers still going to call it the center? Seltzer. I mean, that was very petty. I mean, the last
really
like,
was.
10 years.
It was.
Every member of the Sixers organization says the game's at the center? That's petty. I mean, come on. Anyway, we'll say. Look, I'm glad with the outcome. I'm not happy with the process. And, John, I agree with you. He was working off of some talking points that were phony baloney yesterday. I mean,
North
that was.
Star.
That come was. On, man. That
he
was.
Said, he said it three or four times. Our North Star was doing the right thing by Philly. No, it was not.
No, that's a load of nonsense. All right, let's go to JP in Plymouth Meeting. Hi, JP.
Hey guys, how's it going?
It's going well, man, JP.
Man, I'm excited. I wanted the Rams. That's who I wanted to play.
Me too. But now I'm wondering if I was dumb because they looked
John,
good.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, man, I wanted the Rams.
They look inspired, JP. Jeez. But they are on a really short week, and they do have to travel a heck of a lot. I think there's just a limit to human endurance.
That is true. I believe that as well. The Sixers, man, all the stuff that they put that city through and Chinatown through, and look, they're ending up in South Philly anyway. They can't get their team right. They can't get their stadium right, their arena right, but they got that figured out.
JP, it should be pretty cool. Now, to the point James made about the expansion down there, it'll be fascinating to see how real and how great it is. I mean, the city simultaneously is going to be trying a Penn's Landing whole thing, which is begun.
Which is cool. I think it's a cool thing what they're trying to do. The high lineup in Brooklyn and stuff. It's gonna be cool.
If it's legit.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see.
Seems like it is.
Okay. And then the arena stuff. And I mean, they would be, if they nail both of them, they would be two great developments for our town.
I agree. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I agree. That's right. Yeah.
And then let me ask the question. WNBA could be here. Do WNBA players also take games off, or do they actually choose to play?
they play.
John, do they play? Like, you know what?
Maybe we could have a basketball team we could be proud of here. How about that?
Well, I'll catch you next week. Yeah, no big deal.
The WNBA thing, is that real?
Yeah, they want one here.
There's no reason
they
it shouldn't
have
happen.
It's ridiculous we haven't had one already. Yeah.
I totally agree with you. I can't believe Philly doesn't have one already.
I think there are a few factors. First off, the Sixers and Flyers historically have been pretty big forces. So you're competing. Well, actually, when do they play? Let me take
that. Don't play when they. Yeah, no. They.
Oh, Phillies?
They play, yeah.
They'll compete with the Phillies? Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. So
yeah,
they play
in the summer.
Okay. Summertime.
Do you think that would really compete
no,
with
I don't
the
think
Phillies?
It's a huge.
Like,
No.
That's part of the problem.
Well, I don't know.
Will
I mean, look.
Anything. I don't know.
Well, they also were expanding. I mean, they started smaller. Look, there was a league here about 20 years ago. I forget what it was called, but there was a female basketball, maybe 30 years ago, whatever it was, briefly. Anyway, JP, give me an answer. What did not last long?
Michael Jordan's baseball career.
Yeah, a year and a half. MJ in baseball.
You mean his punishment?
So do you think, okay, give me percentage. Okay, Rhea, here's the question.
Okay.
Percentage chance that David Stern said, Mike, you're out for a year and a half.
92%.
Wow. You know, if that is true, it's one of the great cover-ups. Not that it's like not known by the public that it might be true.
Yeah.
But if it's true, it would be astounding that it never saw the light of day
as
a fact.
Leagues can do it, Joe. How quickly did Shohei's thing just go away? He didn't know anything that guy was spending.
I thought that was possible.
I've never believed it for a second. I think they made it went away.
Look, you could be right. I don't know. And John, answer your question. Why? Because Jordan was the biggest star in the world. And think about who would have to know about that. Jordan, the commissioner, Jordan's agent. Now, you can say, well, the list stops there, but I don't think it does. The commissioner's
deputy commissioner, I'm sure.
Yeah.
The
like
fact that he came
the owner
back
of the Bulls,
after the suspension and won three more. I mean, he was so far from being done.
Well, of course.
He was
also
done.
Do you think that Stern really, if he wanted to punish Jordan, is hurting his league by getting rid of the best attraction the league has for a year and a half the thing that he would have done in that situation? That's really always been my biggest.
I agree with you, James.
That's because it just didn't make, like, it's not a good
thing. Because otherwise,
like, if he's willing to do this, like, secret thing or whatever, wouldn't he just cover up what Jordan did and just let him keep playing? Like, that makes more sense to me.
I agree. I mean, and if it was something bad, not so bad, bad, you'd suspend him 10 games. If it's so bad.
But like, again, if it was so bad that you covered it up by him leaving for baseball, couldn't you just cover it up and let him play basketball? Like, what's the difference? Wouldn't it come out one way or the other, whether he played or didn't?
It's wild, man.
Just always, it was always, and listen, we know that David Stern was not above some hanky-panky with things.
You know what? He was effective.
Patrick, you know what, Joe? You're 100% correct.
And the nonsense in the NBA won't be going on if he was the commissioner.
That nonsense would not be going on if he was
I loved him. I did. Am I forgetting what movie? Is this Goodfellas?
Goodfellas.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Why does Layla inspire a movie for you? Why doesn't it just inspire
Awesome
Layla?
Song. Awesome song. Exactly.
No. Eric Clapton and Cream.
Because it's the guy hanging in the freezer.
That does it for you.
Yeah. What's that guy's name? Carbone? Carbone, right?
I think so.
Yeah, Carbone was frozen in the freezer. Phenomenal. Wait till you guys see my basement someday.
Oh, God.
Bodies everywhere.
Oh, that's really gross.
That's horrible. I take it back.
Such a violent man.
I'd like the authorities to know that was a joke. It's not true.
You know, so when the cops come to us someday, when you've been revealed as a serial killer, and they ask me, "Did you see it coming?" I'll be like, "Oh yeah, definitely."
Yeah. Well, at least I admitted it on the air. Problem is, I don't have a basement, so there's no spot for bodies.
I love the neighbors always get. No, I had no idea. No, you knew the dude was a weirdo. You always know.
A lot of times, you got to probably know.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones. Ed in Phoenixville right now. Ed, good morning.
Morning, team. Love the Led Zeppelin song, and hopefully we can trample the Rams underfoot come Sunday.
Thinking Landon Dickerson just...
I choose violence.
I choose violence, exactly. Plowing the way through.
So I mentioned this to James and Elliot this weekend. Just really felt like there was going to be just this inflection play on special teams. My take was a bit more thirsty. I said... forced fumble by Sidney Brown, a scoop and score by Ringo, but I think that kind of planted the seed. So Ed from Phoenixville says you're welcome.
What do you got this time around? I mean, like, I do think we need some extra oomph. Is it on special teams? Is it?
Oh, I think
the air maybe.
No, there's no basis for this. It's just purely my ample gut telling me this, that,
is it ample?
Jordan David, I'm trying to lose weight.
Well, okay. We'll get into that.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
We don't have to. On Jordan Davis, I saw on Pro Football Focus that despite his reduced snap count, he had the highest grade of any defensive player.
Yeah.
Which is encouraging, and I think they're utilizing him well.
It sounds like they're asking him to do exactly what he's good at, which is, you know, come off the snap, get a good jump, and occupy blockers.
But I will say, Ed, how often you play is a big part of how effective you are. I mean, a guy.
It's a big part of your value.
Well, that's my point.
Playing 13 snaps.
That's my point.
Man, if you were a first round pick, it doesn't feel like we're getting a return on the investment that I'd hoped.
Well, I mean, how about this possibility? Nolan Smith is probably better than Jordan Davis.
Well, he's been more productive lately at getting to the quarterback. Jordan Davis has not been able to turn the page and develop as a pass rusher.
Well, that's
guy.
Never going to happen.
He's a run stopper guy who hasn't gotten the penetration that I don't, which doesn't make that much sense because he does have the strength and the size if he stays low and fires out.
You want him to be Vince Will. You want him to be Vince Wilfork. Although
I think he still
he did cause a penalty the other day, right? Didn't that guy grab him around the neck on a pass rush?
And so we've seen it on occasion.
Yeah.
I do think that the staff probably feels like they can get more out of him and that is going to happen eventually.
Right,
it's
Ed,
just frustrating that it hasn't yet.
Ed, what did not last long?
How about Crystal Pepsi? Probably doomed Vanilla Ice.
I love that too.
I like that one.
Pepsi.
I'm with you on that one. I enjoyed Crystal
Clear
Pepsi.
It was cool.
Pepsi. Yeah.
You're drinking clear liquid and it tastes just like cola.
No memory.
Oh man, it was good.
No memory.
Not as good as real Coke, but it was good.
James,
and real Coke was made in
new
part.
New Coke, you mean?
Sorry, New Coke.
Yeah.
New Coke was made in part because they thought people wanted the sweeter flavor like Pepsi. I remember at the time, everyone considered Pepsi the sweet, flatter cola.
Well, it is.
Which I loved.
No, it's
but
not.
I love that Coke has a little bit extra.
Dude,
I don't know what that is.
It's here's the way I'll put it. When you're in a restaurant and you ordered a Coke, and I think they're getting better at saying, all right, we have Pepsi. I notice more people say it, so at least they're polite. They don't just serve you the freaking Pepsi.
Oh, do they do that?
Sometimes.
I don't like it, though.
Yeah.
The part I don't like is when the place says, we only have Coke, but then you only have Diet Coke.
Well, I don't
know that. That's very different.
Well, that's weird. That shouldn't be. Maybe they're out at that moment. I'm just saying, when a place tells you, you know, we have Pepsi products, it's deflating.
Really?
It's just deflating.
I think it's
just better, period.
In a restaurant, it in a glass with ice, I think it's negligible, the difference between the two.
I disagree.
You don't like bubbles as much. The difference is Coke is bubblier, and that's why it's better.
It's just got an extra pop. It's like an aluminum bat instead of a wooden bat.
Better.
It's just, there's, I mean,
what it is.
And I'm not pro aluminum bat in real baseball, but
I do think part of that is because of something that happened to us as kids where we would go to McDonald's and get a soda that was Coke at McDonald's, and then we would drink it out of those straws that were
straws
bigger.
Well,
world.
I still do that.
They're
McDonald's soda is
straws,
also better than other
saying,
soda. I don't know why.
McDonald's, their Coke.
More syrupy.
It comes out of the bigger straws, and they've actually done like scientific studies that show that you get more flavor with that straw.
Okay.
I think we are influenced as a country, as a world, by McDonald's practices.
Could be.
We like Coke in part because those straws really do work.
Extra flavor.
Yeah.
Let's go to Joe in Horsham. Joseph, good morning.
Morning. How is everybody?
Great, Joe.
Hey, first of all, Joe, I grew up in South Philly. I know what a big Mahaff is. And quick shout out to Rhea for standing up to Seth Joyner yesterday. That was comical.
That was fascinating. it was.
So I'm going to side with Joe, and I have been, I think, most of the year about Jalen. After 5 years, why isn't he better? These are not physical. He's a good runner, so on and so forth. But why hasn't his physical skills improved, his non-physical skills improved, decision-making?
Four different offenses, maybe?
I don't buy that.
He's learning a new language every year. That sets you back.
You know what? I don't buy it.
Don't buy it. It's the truth.
Well, did he get the language in March and February? I mean, and now it's January. So be up on it, man. It's been 10 months.
It's easy like that.
I mean, for $250 million, I would expect them to be more advanced.
It doesn't matter how much they pay you. It's not easy like that.
I mean, it takes guys years. It's just part of the position. I mean, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, prior last few games, like those guys get better because they play more. They see more.
Some guys do.
Right.
Some guys
do. But the point is, like, it is something that you – it does take time to get better at that thing.
All right, Joe, talk some wisdom to these guys.
Okay. But with the weapons he has, I mean, he has 10 excellent players on offense.
Nine. He's got nine. Dotson's not excellent. He's got nine.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm corrected. But
I like how you had to point
out. I'm just for what it's worth. He's got nine.
Yeah,
By the way, Dotson showed something 2 weeks ago that maybe, you know, if they threw him the ball every once in a while,
might
maybe
catch it.
Yeah, you know. And by the way, that's one of my arguments, Joe, and I'm not looking to like relitigate the whole Jalen thing right now, but the fact that a guy like Dotson can catch seven passes, and granted, AJ and Devontae didn't play week 18, so I get that it's not apples and apples. But I mean, maybe there is more skill in there with Dotson than we've thought all year. But Jalen just never gets to the fourth or fifth receiver. I mean, the fact that Saquon Barkley just played a whole year with the Eagles and had like 30 catches is a joke.
What do you think? Never recovered from him dropping that one.
Yeah, but you know, no, I know, but you know my point. Yeah. Like, we talked going into the year, Saquon should have 60 to 70 catches. He should.
Well, they
I think he had 33. You know what was a travesty? Seeing last night Cooper Kupp stats from 2021 and then seeing A.J. Brown stats this year. Holy mackerel. Cooper Kupp,
well, like, Cooper Kupp had one of the great, that might be the greatest receiver season of all time.
I understand, but I'm
literally,
just saying,
like, it might be the greatest season numbers-wise a receiver's ever had.
Well, then Chase did it this year. I'm just saying, if I am AJ, I am frustrated. Joe, that's, anyway, it's a long way to say I think you're right.
No, he's always been, like, I use the word jittery. Like, he's got happy feet, and he doesn't go through his progressions. This is 5 years.
The offense doesn't have the same progressions that the West Coast traditional pocket pass offense has.
Yeah, it's more simple. It is.
You're cutting the field in half and going high-low in many kids. Like, it really is different.
But I think they do that because
of him. The play action takes longer. There's a lot that just, it's different.
And
the
Joe,
offense itself.
Yeah. And Joe, what I try to say to John, and we've had a tug of war for a long time on this, I think those plays are the plays they run because they think they best suit him, which is smart. They should run plays that best suit him. But I do think they try to cover his deficiencies.
Okay, and I agree. And
we maximize his advantages.
I agree with that. That's right.
Which
that's right.
outweigh the deficiencies, Joe.
Well, that's the conundrum. I mean, with this team, it's worked, but if he didn't have all-stars all over the place, then what? Joe, give me an answer, my man. What did not
but
last?
He does.
No, I understand
so
he does.
So why say then what? He has all-stars the offense will continue to function at a high level because of that.
Yeah, but they're not going to have all these guys forever. But they could for the next 2 or 3 years.
What if you put Joe Burrow? What if you put like
Burrow's better.
Same amount of experience.
Then our offense would completely change.
Yeah, it would be a different offense, and they'd be a better offense.
Okay.
Joe, real quick, I got to move. Give me what
USFL.
About 4 or 5 years. Well, then it's back again. And I love the old USFL. This thing has been a disaster.
Is this the one where they're not even paying the players, or was that the there was one where they literally weren't paying the players.
I'll just say this, because I worked with the Soul. I loved the Soul.
I worked for them for 5 years.
All right, there was one game where the opposing owner couldn't pay the players, and I think the Soul had to pay the other team to play the game.
No way.
I think.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, the guy just ran out of money, or at least claimed he did. So, good luck with that.
I have no idea what it costs to run a team.
let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's yours, brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Hey, I thought Jalen Hurts held onto the ball too long and took too many sacks, but Sam Darnold against the Rams is taking it to a whole nother level.
Well, I agree with that. And I'll tell you this. If I'm his offensive line, I'm ticked. Not just that my season's over, that I look bad because, it wasn't their fault. It was his. He just wouldn't throw it away. Like, first off, he went in open receiver. Then he wouldn't throw it away. Like, dude, just at least throw the ball away. Don't take an 8-yard sack every time.
This is not the same Rams team that we faced back in November. They have a Hall of Fame quarterback who's playing at a high level, two great receivers, a very, very good coach, probably rookie of the year on defense. Given that, we will win by double digits. Jalen Hurts will have 3 touchdowns. Go Birds!
The Hall of Fame quarterback stuff's nonsense. He's got so long to go to make the Hall of Fame. He ain't going to make it.
I can't get this not all about winning thing
You're
out of
wrong.
My head. What is it about, Joe? Come on, if you win, beat the hammer by 1 point this Friday, is it not about winning? I want to hear you not act a jackass at that point like you normally do. It's all about winning. Time's yours.
The hammer!
Look, here's what I'll say. Mark Rippon won a Super Bowl and a league MVP in 1991, and a couple years later he was a backup. He was like an Eagles quarterback in, what, 96 or something? Backup quarterback. Like, you can win and be moved off from. It happened to Foles. It happened to Carson. Didn't win the Super Bowl, but the combination of them did. It happens sometimes.
Hey, Joe, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Have you ever modeled
for kids' shoes because of your tiny, tiny feet?
Have I ever modeled?
You asked PG if he modeled.
No, I know. I'm thinking about that.
I think the answer's no.
Probably not.
From the Rams house to the bird's nest, bring it on, LA. And by the way, since the last time we played them in the postseason, the 0-2 NFC Championship game, and of course we lost that one, the Eagles have won 9 out of the last 11 meetings against the Rams.
And it means nothing.
No, it does. The Rams have had bad mojo. The Eagles
that
control.
That means nothing.
They control the Rams. They ended Ty Gurley's career.
Oh, good.
You know,
Aaron Donald was never a problem. We have to show up.
The only problem was that
the
only problem was Higbee, and what was it? The game versus the
Higbee's hurt by
2020.
I didn't talk about that. That could be a big injury.
Didn't he have 3 touchdowns in the game with no fans in 2020?
I don't remember.
That's my.
It sounds familiar. To
week
me.
Two,
I remember
2020.
He had a big game. I don't remember if it was
no
three
fans
days.
And anyway.
So weird.
But anyway, if he's missing in this game, and we'll see, he got some chest
he hasn't
thing.
Played a lot
went to the
this
hospital
year, though,
after the game. They
yeah,
took
he's
him to
the
hospital.
Yeah.
So
wow. All right. Well, with that, I won't make a joke, and we'll shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin offering huge savings in every leftover 2024 Chevrolet remaining in inventory. Together, let's drive ArminChevy.com. Right, let me just ask the four of us here. Any of us looking to switch kickers? Or are we all sticking with Jake?
No, I'm sticking with Jake.
Okay.
Too late.
John, you think people want to switch kickers or not? How did the poll come out? Jake Elliott or Dorn number two?
I think people want to, but they understand that, man, we can't mess with his head. So 70% will say stay put.
Jake Elliott, 85%.
Jeez.
But again, I'll say if they win again, but he misses another kick, I mean, at some point here, I don't care how tough it is to incorporate a new kicker with the mechanics.
They're not going to. They're just not going to. Like, you know that.
James,
like,
if he misses two kicks, they might. I mean, you
honestly,
can't.
Honestly, I think
you can't give me a Craig Kimbrell.
I'm telling you, I think Jake Elliott's the kicker the rest of the way, no matter what. Unless he actually gets hurt.
It's Joe, he's going to have to late. Cameron Dicker a ball for them to get rid of him.
Dicker the kicker. That guy, man. He's had a good career.
I know.
He got a contract.
I know.
All right, we got to come up with a winning answer for what did not last long amongst those said by the audience. And, of course, it's all relative. Some things are super short. But some things should have gone longer and didn't. So President Harrison, he dies. Like, you know, who's that? William Henry, right? Because there's Benjamin and there's William Henry. All right, so like 30 days in office, gets pneumonia, dies. Sixers Stadium thing. I mean, it was kind of a 2-year process. Make of it what you will. Some guy referenced his first sexual, interaction.
Encounter.
Yeah. Bill Belichick is the Jets coach for one day.
It's a good one.
Really
short. And the Packers having the ball to start the game for what we think was 5 or 6
minutes. Kind of
honestly, that's a great answer. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Hey, Rick, congrats, buddy. Rick, you're headed to see Metallica. As that was unbelievable. The Eagles stuck him and recovered the fumble.